Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with episode 55 of Prestidelius, Excellence in Marketing. Today we're going to talk about membership sites. I want you to have one. I want you to start with a free one, unless you already have a following, unless your business is already up and running. Start with a free membership site. Then later on, and that could be 3 months, 6 months, a year, you decide, see how it's going. Then I want you to have a paid part of your membership site on the same URL, on the same domain, within the same website. Some things will be free, some things will be paid, and people who decide to join your paid version of your membership site will be very excited to be paying you. And this is true. How do I know? Because I've done this myself. So I will show you some examples of what I'm doing. For this year, I have my Action Habits Challenge. It's at actionhabitschallenge.com. And the headline says, the Action Habits Challenge for 2021 will help you to achieve your wildest dreams and goals. And I can use this next year and the year after that, simply by changing the headline, not the domain. Now, I've done it differently in the past. Let's talk about that. For 2020, last year, I had my 2020 Vision Quest Challenge. I like the idea of 2020 Vision. What could I do later on if I still want to use the content that I've created exclusively for this challenge that's really a free membership site? I could buy a new domain, one that doesn't have a year perhaps, and just call it my Vision Quest Challenge or Vision Quest Challenge for Entrepreneurs, something like that, and then transfer all the content over. How long does it take to do that? As fast as you can blink your eye, because the right tech people can do that instantaneously. How do I know? I've had them move many things for me over the years. Now, another one that I have is the 2019 productivitychallenge.com. And this one, I've done my productivity challenge 12 years consecutively. So this one, the 2019 productivity challenge, I decided to put it in a members area. I wanted to see if it was any different. It was a little bit different because people felt that they were part of it more because they had ownership of the free membership site. But usually, and again this year, I have it right at my website. I have it at Huge Profits Tiny List this year. If you go to 2021productivitychallenge.com, it will forward you to a post within Huge Profits Tiny List. So that's another way to do it. Membership sites are so fantastic. They let you explore your ideas, things that you're not sure if you want it as a product or a course or a book or what you want. Do it as a membership site. Give people content and ideas and information and resources in return for their honest feedback. People will be completely honest with you. If they really don't find it interesting at all, or not interesting to them at least, they'll unsubscribe. And that brings us to the next point with membership sites. How do you do it? So I have every product and course that I have, so more than 50, set up in membership sites for delivery of information, for connection with my people that come aboard. And these are paid products and courses. I use something called Wishlist Member. Now, this was created in 2007. I was new online. I started online in 2006. And within the next year and a half, I had joined a mastermind. And within this mastermind were two brilliant young fellows, Tracy Childers and Stu McLaren. You may or may not be familiar with one or both of them. And they were tired of the model for membership sites where everything was just so expensive and you had to have it in a type of a forum and you needed a tech person regularly unless you were a tech person yourself. I had looked at that model. I had looked at the software that was available for it in 2006 and 2007, and I thought, I don't know that I'll ever be able to do that, if it would ever make sense for me. It was $3,000 to $5,000 just to get started, that wouldn't include a tech person being there regularly to update and change and do all kinds of things for you and troubleshoot, that kind of thing. But then Stu and Tracy, at one of our mastermind meetings, it was one that we had in Austin, Texas, they unveiled what they were working on, a WordPress plugin where we could have membership sites, and they showed what they were doing, and it was in early stages, and we were all mesmerized and so excited, and we wanted access to it. So they let us take a look, and I ended up buying it from them the following year. You can pick this up for yourself or at least take a look at it. Go to connieloves.me/wishlist, W-I-S-H-L-I-S-T. Tell Tracy I sent you, because now Stu has bought out Tracy. Tracy has another partner, someone that worked with Stu and Tracy for several years, and Stu is on to other things. I won't say bigger and better, nothing bigger and better than Wishlist member, but he's on to other things for himself, as it should be. He has a tribes community. So anyway, getting back to membership sites, I want you to get started with this. Now, how do I deliver the information? You can do it within Wishlist member. You can set it up so that people receive a new lesson every 7 days, every 14 days, you decide, or at different intervals, depending on the lesson, or you do it completely by autoresponder message. So right now for my actionhabitschallenge.com, I have it set up in a Wishlist membership site at actionhabitschallenge.com, but I'm delivering most of those messages via autoresponder. Which one do I use? One of the most popular ones. It's called AWeber. You can get a free version, not just a trial, but a free version of AWeber. Go to connieloves.me/AWeberFree. And AWeber is A-W-E-B-E-R, AWeber Free. And that way you can get started, and they'll let you build up to 500 members in of your autoresponder, your list, before they start charging you $19 a month. So it's an excellent deal. It's an excellent opportunity. And it's kind of cool, I guess, for people to change autoresponders. I see them on Facebook once in a while complaining about what they're using and asking for recommendations. And it's always the same thread over and over during these years. People are upset with one company. They go to another company only to find out that the other company has other things that they might not like. So nothing in the world is perfect. But we can make life perfect if we just be happy about it. And that brings me to another point I want to share. I've had people ask me regularly, someone just did today, am I always happy? Am I always excited? Am I always upbeat? And the answer is yes, I really am. It's very seldom that I am feeling low or down. And sometimes things in life make us feel that way, but it doesn't stay with me. I am very excited at all times. I've been called Pollyanna. When I was first called Pollyanna maybe 25 years ago, I didn't know the reference. I had to look it up. And it's from a movie. And yes, I'm Pollyanna. I'm very, very excited. When something doesn't go my way, I say my famous two words that aren't just my two words. Everyone can use them. And they are, so what? If it's not going to make a difference to me, I can't get worked up over it. I really can't. We must save getting worked up for things that are worth getting worked up about and over. So that's just my little message for you today. But now back to membership sites. I want you to start a membership site. If you already have one, I want you to let me know that you have one and let me take a look. I would love to share your membership site with my vast community of over 60,000 people at this point. I would love to tell them about you and your membership site, and also be a little bit specific with your membership site. You don't want everyone to come. If you're doing something for everyone, you're doing it for no one, because we need to see ourselves within the bigger topic, within the bigger niche, the larger niche. So if it's about health, what area of health? Is it just about fruits and vegetables? Is it about being vegan or vegetarian? Is there exercise involved? Is it intermittent fasting like what I've been doing now for over a year? What's it about? Give us the details. The Action Habits Challenge is a challenge. Well, what kind of challenge? Habits. What kind of habits? Action habits. Is it for everyone? No. It's for people who are compelled to join because they know that action habits will make a difference in their life. So I'm Connie Reagan Green. I'm thrilled to be connected with you. If you're listening to my podcast on Apple Podcasts, used to be iTunes, now it's Apple Podcasts, please leave me a review and please listen to all the other episodes. If you don't have access to all the other episodes on the platform you're looking at, just let me know. The easiest way to connect with me, go to ConnieReaganGreen.com. I'm also on Twitter. I'm Connie Green. And I'll make sure that you have access to all 55 and counting episodes of Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing. I want to connect with you, and I want to see your membership site.
The moderator has left the conference.